Terry Schachschneider is about to lose his job. He works at the General Motors factory in Janesville, Wisconsin, building some of GM's biggest and least fuel-efficient vehicles. Sales are down, and the company will close the plant soon.
Well, they got three plants making these big things, and the gas mileage is terrible on them.
America's two largest car companies, General Motors and Ford, have recently posted huge losses and slumping U.S. sales. So Chairman Rick Wagoner says GM, like Ford, will close some factories where its least fuel-efficient vehicles are made.
We can't sit back and wait for U.S. conditions to improve. We need to continue to be proactive and even take some very tough actions to ensure our survival and our success.
The auto industry is shifting its focus to smaller, more fuel-efficient cars and developing vehicles that run on other sources of energy. The world's airlines are also going through major change, largely because of high fuel prices. Delta and Northwest Airlines are proposing a merger that would create the world's largest airline. Many U.S. airlines are cutting flights and service while raising fares. Several airlines have announced big staff cuts, including Australia's usually profitable Qantas. It plans to trim 1,500 jobs next year. The International Air Transport Association says 24 airlines collapsed in the first half of this year. Airline analyst Philip Bagley with Standard & Poor's in New York says America's airlines, especially the big ones, are in financial trouble, and more could go out of business.
If the fuel prices stay high, the economy remains weak, we could see some bankruptcies sometime in 2009.
Glenn Tilton, the chief executive officer of one of the biggest U.S. airlines, United, recently told Congress he sees it the same way.
It is, for us in our industry, a crisis. It really can't be called anything else. We are going to lose 30,000 jobs in our industry this year as a result of this extraordinary pressure from these unprecedented oil prices.
Analyst Philip Bagley says the picture is somewhat brighter outside the United States.
On the other hand, a lot of the big Asian, European, and Middle Eastern airlines are pretty strong financially.
Even so, high oil prices are causing challenges for Korea's two major airlines, Korean Air and Asiana Airlines. Both airlines' sales are up, but high fuel costs have driven their profits down. So both are cutting flights and raising prices. In some parts of the world, train travel is becoming more popular. For years, the huge subsidized rail system was a symbol of socialist India, keeping fares low but piling up huge losses. Since then, Indian Railways has offered bigger, better trains to carry larger freight loads and more passengers. Last year, Indian Railways turned a profit of more than $6 billion. Sudhir Kumar is leading the turnaround. He says soaring fuel prices make freight trains more efficient than trucks.
Rising oil prices may be bad news for the country and for the trucking industry, but it is a wonderful news for Indian Railways. Because if my competitors, if they consume 9 liters of diesel per unit of transport, I consume only one.
Trains may be one of the most fuel-efficient ways to haul freight. One major U.S. railroad claims that its trains can move a ton of freight almost 700 kilometers on 4 liters of fuel. Meanwhile, the main U.S. passenger rail carrier, government-funded Amtrak, has had a nearly 17% increase in riders over the past 2 years. Freight train usage is also up, but congestion is a major obstacle to greater reliance on trains in the U.S. Passenger and freight trains share tracks in most of the country. One-track rail lines force trains to wait hours. Experts predict the situation will get worse. One problem is that about 40% of all U.S. rail freight goes through Chicago. Trains can take as long as 2 days to move through the city. Some experts believe a solution would take decades to implement and would cost billions of dollars. Others say larger, more modern train cars and newer computer systems would ease the strain. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.